All right, there's a new exhibit on display at the Historic Odessa Foundation's Visitor Center Gallery. It's entitled From the Chesapeake and Delaware Canal to the Mispillion River, One Artist's Portrayal. That artist is a Delaware artist and Dover native, Earl Abbott. Earl, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Hey, take me back. How long have you been involved? How long have you been an artist?
Oh, good grief. Professionally since 1987, but I was, drawing and painting even in high school. I went to Dover High School back in the 70s, late 60s and 70s, and I was always involved in art back then, and I kind of knew that I wanted to head in that direction, even as long ago as that. Went to college, got a degree in art education, though I never taught in public schools or any other schools, but it's been a long time.
All right, talk to me about your work, not about this exhibition. We'll get to that in a minute, but what does your art entail?
Primarily, just exactly what the title suggests. Back in the late 80s, when I started painting deliberately, I started traveling around. I was a Dover native, so I knew a lot of these places, and primarily landscapes. And I started noticing a lot of development was happening around Kent County, specifically around West Dover. And there were for sale signs going up on all these farms. Many of the people I knew that owned the farms were selling and moving away. So I decided to start documenting the farms at that time, just driving up and down the roads. And the more I traveled up and down the roads in Kent County and lower Newcastle and upper Sussex County, I guess, the more I actually saw potential painting subjects. And so I would stop and take drawings and a lot of photographs and then compose my paintings from that.
This exhibit is entitled From the Chesapeake and Delaware Canal to the Mispillion River, One Artist Portrayal. The exhibition is, which is already open, will be showcasing 40 of your landscape paintings, most of which will be on view to the public for the very first time. The exhibition runs until October 13th in the Historic Odessa Foundation's Visitor Center Gallery. Talk about some of the paintings that are showcased in this exhibition.
Oh, anyone specifically, it's kind of hard to pick out anyone. It's like having a favorite child, I guess.
It's too hard to pick one.
Yeah,
I know.
one of the reasons I'm focusing from this again. I used to paint primarily in Kent County, but then I went up to the C&D Canal. There's many artists that paint in around here, but since it was in the Historic Odessa Foundation and Brian Miller is this associate curator asked me or actually instructed me, I guess, that they wanted to focus on Delaware subject matter. So there's people that paint up in Newcastle. There's a lot of people that paint up in the Wilmington area that have a different perspective on kind of urban landscapes and that type of subject matter. So I decided, I was focusing on the Kent County stuff and the lower Newcastle County stuff, that's what I would get into. The northernmost painting I did, I guess I can focus on that a little bit, is I did it last winter when one of the snow scenes, and it was a plein air study where I took my easel right out and paint box right out on site up at, I think it was Dragon's Run Park in Delaware City. I guess it's Delaware City. And painted, yeah, it is Delaware City. Painted the Delaware City refinery from, a winter scene. It's a small plein air study, but I kind of think it's one of my favorites because, it was kind of cold. And to be able to do that and capture at a distance. It's not real up close, but kind of the feel of the atmosphere and everything of that particular time.
Is it showing how the icicles are falling from the refinery, maybe?
No. It's much farther away than that. I was probably several miles away at where this Dragon's Run Park. It was just like the slight rolling hills of these snow areas. And I went back in June to that same location to see if I could see it. And with all the trees, the foliage, coming out, and there's actually a fairly large stream or river that runs right past me that I never even saw because it was all frozen over and covered with snow. I didn't even know it was there until I went back in the spring, and the whole scene had totally changed. That was another thing I emphasize in the show, that every one of the paintings, all 40 or 41 of them actually, those scenes no longer exist. Many of the farms are gone. Definitely the atmosphere has changed from that particular day that I did it. They're all different. So if people try to drive around to find that specific location, almost all of them don't exist anymore.
We're talking to Delaware artist and Dover native Earl Abbott about his new exhibition, From the Chesapeake and Delaware Canal to the Mispillion River, One Artist Portrayal. It's on exhibit right now through October the 13th in the Historic Odessa Foundation's Visitor Center Gallery. Earl, why do you paint? Is art therapeutic for you?
Oh, that's a real good question. Yeah. I guess you could say it's therapeutic. I do not own a cell phone, and what I do when I take my paints out wherever I go, I'm totally 100% focused on what I'm doing, and that way I don't have any basic distractions. Sometimes people stop and talk to me, which I don't mind at all, but I don't have to worry about being interrupted, by somebody calling me or some telemarketer or something calling me on a cell phone, and I just go out and for several hours, by myself, totally focused on what I see and trying to get the color right and the drawing right. So in that way, it is kind of therapeutic. I have to paint. I know that. I always have had to do something. I mean, just the creative side of my brain kind of keeps working 24/7 almost. But, I have to do that. That's just the way that I am.
What kind of paint do you use?
I use oil paint primarily. I have tried it watercolor, used many, many years ago, worked in acrylic, but I've settled on the oil paints. They have a really large, versatile range of way that I can apply it and work it, and they don't dry very fast, so if I make a mistake, I have a chance to correct it, whereas watercolors, it's kind of there.
Now, you've been doing this, as you pointed out several times, for a number of years. You've been painting for a long time. I'm going to put you on the spot again, so put your thinking cap on, okay?
Okay.
Over the years, what's the most fondest painting you've ever done? Your favorite?
That is putting me on the spot, because I've done probably close to 2,000 paintings. Went back a couple of years ago and tried to catalog just my plein air studies, and that was over 1,500 right there. Out of all those, I honestly cannot pick one favorite painting. They all, at the time, I go into it with the attitude that this was going to, whenever I'm starting one, that this is going to be the best painting I've ever done in my life. And when I get done, sometimes I'm disappointed. Most times I'm disappointed.
What happens when you're disappointed? Do you get rid of it? Do you just leave things the way it is? What happens?
Some of them I leave the way that they are, exactly the way that they are, because that's kind of the way that I saw things. But many times I'll bring the painting inside, especially the studies, I'll bring them inside, let them dry, varnish them, and then I put them up in an easel in my living room and just sit and kind of evaluate them. And I have a sketchbook that I write my evaluations in. And maybe an element in the painting needs to be moved or cropped. I know photographers will understand that. And I have the luxury of cropping things. Instead of just the outside dimensions, I can move elements around, maybe add an element, maybe change colors, whatever it happens to be. And then I'll make notes of it. Literally, we'll evaluate a painting and make notes of it. And then when I do my studio version, I incorporate all those notes into the modifications of the studies and improve the painting, because I do very deliberately, very objectively evaluate this. And many of the changes aren't dramatic, but they somewhat be, obviously subtle changes in color or elements where they're moved around, composition, whatever it happens to be. And then when the studio version comes out, it is better than the study because I have more time, more deliberate time to look at something.
Earl, what is it you want people who see this exhibit, this latest exhibit, to take away?
That's a good question. just to remember that all of these scenes, I've told people before that I could stay in the same place no matter where in the world I was plucked and paint twice a day, like morning and afternoon, morning and evening, paint the same scene every single, you know, twice a day for the rest of my life, and I would never, ever paint the same view and
wow.
the same scene because of the way the light changes with the sun moving around and the seasons and whatever, the building or the boat or whatever, they move and they deteriorate. So I've got a lot of potential out there. And I guess that's one of the takeaways from the exhibit is that all these elements that I've painted, you know, they're not there anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a documentation of that particular moment in time or several hours in time as it can be. I look back at it that way.
Earl, you live and maintain a studio in Wyoming, Delaware. I want to point out Wyoming, Delaware, because you say Wyoming, and some people automatically think you live out west.
Yes,
You live in Wyoming, Delaware, along with your wife, and you maintain a studio there. Is this a studio where we can come and see your work?
No, it's kind of private and it's actually kind of cluttered. It's not that large. Some people have. I've actually had a couple of fellow artists that I've worked with over the years and taught classes there. But primarily my studio is outdoors where I take my paint box and just go out someplace. So I don't really have a brick-and-mortar studio primarily. The one that I have in Wyoming, again, is just for doing the studio paintings. Then it's not open to the public to see, you know, anything.
Any final words about this latest exhibit?
Yeah, I think I've more or less touched on everything that's relevant. That, again, I'm just trying to document in my paintings over the years what I see in front of me, the landscapes primarily. I don't paint people. If I do, I just use them as kind of an element in the painting to kind of give some sense of scale to how big the landscape is. It's very flat down here in Kent County, and again, there's a little bit of rolling hills up in Lower Newcastle, but that's something that's very specific down in this area, so you don't have to worry about mountains or anything. So, but again, it's just trying to document what I see in front of me, the landscapes that aren't there anymore.